It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Tuesday, June 11th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Still no guilty plea or sentencing for a Northeast Iowa man accused of killing his wife earlier this year. 40-year-old Brandon Kassemeyer is charged with first-degree murder in the death of his estranged wife, Jamie Kassemeyer. According to court records, Waukon police conducted a welfare check on January 22nd after Brandon and Jamie both failed to appear for work as scheduled. Inside the home in the 100 block of 1st Avenue Southwest, Jamie Kassemeyer was found dead, along with an empty handgun case and several fired .22 caliber cartridge casings. It's believed Jamie Kassemeyer was killed on January 21st, the last day family members say they heard from her. On January 23rd, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office arrested Brandon Kassemeyer some 900 miles away in Loveland, Colorado, and allegedly found a .22 caliber revolver in his car, believed to be the murder weapon. Kassemeyer previously entered a not guilty plea, but in April, his legal counsel filed a motion for further proceedings for the purpose of a change of plea and sentencing as the parties have reached an agreement. His trial was then canceled. Kassemeyer's plea and sentencing hearing was scheduled for yesterday in Allamaquis County District Court. However, no plea was entered and no sentencing was handed out, with a trial status review conference now slated for July 1st. A weekend fire heavily damaged a New Hampton home. The New Hampton Fire Department says they were called to a house fire at 940 East Main Street shortly before 6:30 Sunday morning. Three people were displaced by the fire, but everyone evacuated safely. However, two dogs perished in the flames. The house sustained significant damage throughout the structure. The fire is currently still under investigation. Firefighters were on the scene for about 5 hours with automatic aid from the Lawler Fire Department to help extinguish the blaze. Chickasaw County EMS, Chickasaw County EMA, and Chickasaw County Rescue Squad also responded and assisted as needed. Expenses continue to outpace revenues for the Charles City School District. Director of Finance Callie Beckman informed the school board last night that the district has about $6.3 million in available cash through September, but expenditures for that period are estimated at about $7 million. New Superintendent Brian Burnite says they're looking at a two-pronged approach as part of the efforts to right the ship.
One is, you know, the staffing efficiencies, and we did find some that we didn't. They've been telling me of some of these efficiencies, and we sat with them and went through and found some efficiencies and for next year, but that's not going to be reflected in our current budget problem through September, really. So then to get healthier on that, you know, we have to have that other piece of, we need to live within our budgeted amounts for all areas, and if there's a time we need to go over, we really need to understand the why, and so we can get better on that. But definitely, we have to tighten belts.
Burnite added that it will take time for the district to work its way into better financial standing. Beckman also alerted the school board that the district may need to look at borrowing money to cover the financial shortfall unless they tighten the budget reins. Floyd County Medical Center will officially launch construction this week on a multi-million dollar expansion project. Groundbreaking ceremonies will be held in Charles City this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. to kick off the $40 million expansion, the largest since the hospital was built in 1965.
It's not just the hospital's project. It is a community project for not only this community, but all the communities that Floyd County Medical Center serves in our county and surrounding counties.
That's FCMC Chief Executive Officer Donette Willis, who says the first impacts of the project will be the construction of a new entrance with atrium, drive-under canopy, registration, and waiting areas.
This summer, and that will be where we'll be entering on the, what I would like to say, the ER side of the hospital. There will be a new parking lot that is currently being built right now that will be help to be more convenient for folks to park there and walk in that entrance. So that'll be the first major change that people will see initially.
Willis adds the change in entrance could occur in late July or early August. The project also includes new speech and occupational therapy, conference and training rooms, and hospital pharmacy departments, with updates and expansions also targeted for the lab department, as well as improvements to accommodate future oncology infusions. The new three-story rural health family practice clinic will also include obstetrics and urgent care, plus a new outpatient specialist clinic. Willis says they'll work to limit inconveniences for the public along the way.
We hope to maneuver that as best we can because we do want to make sure that our public is able to, you know, receive wonderful care throughout this project as well as have great access. So please be patient with us during this time, but ultimately this is very exciting.
Completion of the project is anticipated for the spring of 2026. Over eight decades after his death, the remains of a soldier killed in World War II will be laid to rest in North Iowa tomorrow. U.S. Army Air Force's 2nd Lieutenant Max E. Daly was killed during an air mission in Romania on August 1, 1943, but it wasn't until a year ago that he was officially identified. With the passage of time, the family's Elaine Mead says not many direct descendants are around to mark his return.
Well, there's no one left that knew Max, but there are now four nephews and a niece, and then my son's great-nephews, the two sons I have, are great-nephews left as far as the family goes. So happy we could bring him back here where we know where he is and that my sons will carry on the tradition of honoring him after we're gone.
Services for Daily begin tomorrow morning at 9:30 with visitation at First Congregational Church in Charles City, followed by a service at 11 a.m. After that, Christopher Anthony with Otto's Oasis, one of Mead's first contacts in arranging services, hopes the public gives Daly the proper send-off.
Starting like at Gilbert Street, going out around South Grand to show their support if they park in some of the parking lots and just be parked there and come out and honor Max as he goes out of town for his final resting place down at Riverton there at Midway. So really like the public to come out, really like to show their support and honor Max and all those that gave their lives that day and weren't known about until just recently.
After leaving the church, the funeral procession will head down North Jackson Street to Clark Street, to Brandingham Street, to South Grand Avenue, to the Avenue of the Saints, and then to Riverton Cemetery, southeast of Charles City. There he will be buried with full military honors, which Al Williams with the Patriot Guard Riders says will include air support.
The day of the funeral, there will also be a military flyover, and that'll be taken care of by Bill Kyle from our local airport. And he will have military planes, you know, doing a flyover for us. So just a little added touch to everything.
After he is laid to rest, the public is invited to have a drink and raise a toast to Daly at the VFW in Charles City. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.